السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ, ونس اگین اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا تو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل سیٹرڈے مارننگ. مفتی صاحب, وی ہیو اے کوسچن آن ہینڈ. کین وی میک صلاۃ التسبیح ان اشراق اور صلاۃ الضحا اور تہجد؟
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, احمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم. We here in Umslanga and I have a view of the ocean, mashallah. I think that 52 around day is sunrise. So you can see the redness on the horizon and a wonderful spectacle here that, you know, you wonder and ponder and reflect on Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of all might Allah's mercy. Anyway, so for you, Ishraq time, 15 minutes after sunrise. Duha time, charge time, 9, 10, 11 o'clock or straight after Ishraq. Or Tahajjud time, you want to read Salatul Tasbih, all permissible. Regarding Salatul Tasbih, for you Salafis who are skeptical about it, remember Sheikh Albani, the Imamullah, wrote in Targhib wa Tarheeb, in the first volume, the work of Allama Mundiri, Rahimahullah, Hadithun Sahih for Salatul Tasbih. Abdullah bin Mubarak, rahimahullah, he was such a great scholar of hadith. Every one of the six compilers, Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasai, Ibn Majah, have mentioned him without jarah. And nobody criticized and disparaged him. All made ta'adil of him. And all said that he is a very reliable and authentic reporter, narrator. Daily he used to perform his salatul tasbih. So therefore, we will encourage it, yes, Ummah, that you read it at your Ishraq time, Duha time, Tahajjud time. Excellent, no problem with it.
Mufti Sahab, if someone dreamt of something fishy, but did not find anything, no trace of wet dream on his underwear, does he still have to renew his ghusl?
Remember that last night you saw some lady or you saw some male, and so forth, but when you woke up, there was no sign, no trace, no on your private part, no on the underwear, no on your lungi, pyjamas, no on the bed, nowhere at all, then there is no ghusl upon you. And remember, regarding dreams, always remember the following. لا تحدث إلا حبيبا أو لبيبا. The first law is this. Don't go and announce it to all and sundry and so forth. They tell the dream to those people who are Habib, are very, very beloved to you, and you have confidence in them, or Labib, or people who are very intelligent, and they will interpret the dream for you. For you people who send dreams to me, I just say, I don't do interpretation of dreams, I don't even have time to do it. We inundated with questions, so in a question that I had, that all these darulums and so forth, you go to them, or all these peersabs, you know, they got a lot of murids and sheikhs, and they got all the disciples, you could take them, because they forever seeing dreams, you know. Either the peersab is seeing the dream, the sheikh, the murshid, or either the murids, the disciples are seeing dreams. So you contact them, you don't contact people like me, I don't do all these things there. And give out charity also, then always, inshallah, that the best dream to see, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَزْدَقُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْأَصْحَابِ. Is it sihri time? Now you woke up 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and that's the time you saw a dream, so that dream, inshallah, will become a reality. So these are the basic things you should know about dream. Quick story, Maa Salim Kareem, and Junaid Mota and Dawood Mota. You see, there was one husband-wife, they were talking chit-chat, you know, matters of bilateral importance. So Habi asked his wife, darling, for peace with us, do you see me in the dream sometime? So she said, no, hasha wa kalla, we married 10 years, not one day I saw you. So the husband felt a bit disappointed, you know. So he said, darling, sweetheart, for peace, how come you never saw me? So she said, AK told us on the radio, if you read Ayatul Kursi before sleeping, you won't see any shaitans. So therefore, I don't see you. So husband ke badare chariyo. You see, the husband was infuriated now, and then the fight starts, you see. So now she spoke the truth, so there is no problem with that. So this was a light-hearted one.
Zakla Mufti Saab, can I give my sister zakat for an MRI scan? She is a widow and very poor.
Remember, once a person is a Muslim and they are poor in dire straits and they have to go for the CT scan and MIR scan and this scan and all, for me and you always beg all Allah, authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, Abu Dawood, Allahumma, read now with me. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded evil sicknesses. Asqam with the cough. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. So the fatwa, the verdict is you can give zakat to your siblings, your brothers, sisters. You can give to your uncle, aunties, nephews, nieces. So provided that they are Muslim and they are in dire straits and so forth, so yes, it's permissible. However, you can't give zakat to your parents, grandparents. You can't give zakat to your children, grandchildren. That's absolutely haram. And if you gave it, it is voluntary charity. The zakat will not be valid. The zakat will not be discharged. You will have to repay it.
Is it jais to go fishing in Ramadan?
Imam Shafi, okay, let's go first to Quran, always first Quran, then Sunnah Mubarakah, then the Salaf Esadi and pious people. So I'll give you five advices quickly. Go and read the Quran Sharif, Surah Mu'minun, chapter number 23, and the beginning of the 18th Supara, and what all Allah teaches us, the true qualities of the true believers. And there in the starting, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّهُ مُؤْرِدُونَ. They are those people, remember, that they shun and they turn away from all futile speech, futile actions and things that don't beneficial and so forth. So that is in the Quran Sharif, beginning of the 18th Supara, 18th Juz, chapter 23 and verse number 3. So you must remember that. Then Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi hadith, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Ni'matan, there are two bounties of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, Mahboonun feehima, kathirun min al-nas. Majority of the people, they squander it and waste it. What are the two bounties? As-sihhatu wal-faraw. That is our health and our leisure time, free time. Our free time, we should be using it in the pleasure. Our leisure time should be used in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Two. So first Quran, then Sunnah, then Sahaba. So Sayyidina Abdullah Mas'ud, Faqihu Hazil Ummah. Now the sun is about to rise here in Durban in 7-8 minutes time. When the sun used to set, Abdullah Mas'ud, his face used to become somber. His students would ask him, O Sheikh Ji, O Ustad Ji, oh, our beloved teacher, respected teacher, what's happening? He said, نَقَصَ فِيهِ أَجَلِي وَلَمْ يَزِدْ فِيهِ عَمَلِي. My lifespan is decreasing and shrinking, and my righteous deeds and actions are not increasing. Did we ever think like this? This Ramadan, I'm 70 years old, with Allah said, do we ever think like this? No. Then, fourth one, we go to Al-Imam Shafi'i, the genius. He said, I went to go and sit by the awliyaullah. I went to sit by the Sufis, the real buzruks, you see. Today some people, they say they're buzruk, but they're actually bush group, you see. Not buzruk, plastics they are. So we need to be very careful about such people. So Imam Shafi, after some days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever, he came back. People asked him, what you learned? He said, I learned two things from this awliyaullah and these pious buzruks and real pious people. Every day in our life, invite towards Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, Surah 12, Surah number 12, Surah Yusuf, and verse number 108, Qul hazihi sabili ad'u ilallah. Say, Ya Rasulallah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my way and my path. I invite towards Almighty Allah, ala basiratin, with firm conviction, ana I, wamanit tabani, and those who follow me immaculately. So give da'wah to Muslim, give da'wah to non-Muslim. And if we don't give da'wah, Al-Imam Shafi'i said towards Islam, then we will be invited towards Ba'atil. Then people become Shias, Qadianis, Alakhanis, and all these kufar. Second lesson I learned, Al-Waqtu Kasayf, that time is like a sword. If you don't use it, your enemy will use it against you. You see today how many people have guns, and then the people don't use it in the right way, the crooks come, then they shoot that person, Allah forbid, or injure him with his own gun. So that are the wonderful thing. What you going to benefit in fishing? You're just going to kill time and waste time. We Muslims can't be killing time and wasting time. I give you one homework. Why don't you do it today? I beg you. I appeal to you, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Three lessons. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. It is my heart's desire. Everyone in the Ummah, male, female, adult, and children. You know how many children I met in the Janaza and here in Durban. And every second one is becoming a Hafiz. We must inspire them, motivate them, encourage them. It is my heart's desire. Every one of you should by heart Surah Yasin. Hadith in Musnad al-Bazzar, chapter number 36 and 83 verses. So start now before Eid. You will be Hafiz of Surah Yasin. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so happy with you, with us. Second hadith, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانِ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. The hadith mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim, O Ummah, it is my heart's desire. Every one of you, you should be heart the surah. And that is Surah 67, Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, 30 ayats, every day two verses, and inshallah in 15 days. And we got more than 15 days left. So inshallah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be very happy. And then the third one you must remember is that we must teach the people. And that is the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, that they must learn it. That fiha nurun wa du'aun wa barakah. Allimu nisa'akum wa awladakum. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith. That is in Mustadrak Hakim, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah, verses 285-286 by Hati. Now Ummah, I'm asking you, I'm your brother, I'm your student, that I'm begging you, that you're going to go fishing, you're going to waste hours and hours there. Is it not better? شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah says in chapter 2, verse 185, Quran and Ramadan. There's a special link. Fasting is a duty and tilawatul Quran is a beauty. I told Haji Muhammad Ikhlas yesterday, said, please come. I said, I'll come, but let me go read some Taraweeh, at least a Musafir. So I won't read 20, I'll read less. Let me read that because I don't want to miss one night of Taraweeh also. So we must have that shagaf. We must have the love for Quran Sharif, then Allah will accept us. Allah will bless us. So don't waste time with this all fishing and all those nonsensical things, TV and soccer game and cricket game and movies. That use the time, it's weekend now. Let me learn surahs. Let me learn du'as. Let me learn Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, Surah Baqarah, the last two verses. These two verses were not even revealed here in this world, normal on the land and sand. It was revealed here up in the arsh, in the skies, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went for the miraculous nocturnal journey of Isra and Mi'raj. So learn from the womb to the tomb, from the cradle to the grave, from the fountain to the mountain, from the mountain to the fountain. And then Allah will accept us for his deen, inshallah. Don't kill time, not come as a
Mufti Sahab, in the past years, we are married for 40 years. My husband gave our fitra without my permission. What should we do now? Jazakallah.
Remember that fitra, even if you take this year, how much it is? 35 rand. Miasfam, they say 82 rand. So they were asked, you know. So we just work on 25 days. Our work with Myasa, but I won't tell you to do that. So you must remember that. So 35 then. Now go backwards, how much it was. So 10 years, 300 then, and so forth. You must remember the 1,000 then. So just take a 1,000 then and just pay it to poor Muslim people. You know, Qiyamah will come or anything. And what you gave, your husband gave, is not, will not go to waste. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend, شَيْءٍ, 1 cent, فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Allah will give you a better replacement. So just take out every day 20 rand, 50 rand, 100 rand, and inshallah, it will be paid for the past 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Whenever you are paying for your wife, then you must inform her or take permission from her. Whenever you are paying on behalf of your children who are baligh and mature, so you must inform them or take permission from them. Yes, children, you don't have to worry. Now 1, 2, 3 years old, they are minors, you pay for them, so there's no problem with that. But once they are mature and baligh, or it's your wife, or the wife tells the husband, darling, you don't pay my honey, I will pay this year, so you must inform your husband, and then you pay it. So that is the masla and the fatwa.
Mufti Sahab, is it jayid to engage in intimacy in the month of Ramadan? Some of the elders feel it is disrespectful.
So you must remember that yesterday one brother asked me a question. I don't want to repeat the question, it was too hot, you know. So the answer I gave him, Mu'a Salim, our Awam public maybe don't understand it. But I'll explain to it because of Arabic words. I told him, brother, daytime you must make zikr and nighttime you can make zakr, you see. So you must remember that. So daytime, you stay away from your partner, your spouse, your husband, wife, and so forth. And you do all your gymnastics and so forth at night. Totally permissible. There is no such thing that it is considered makruh or undesirable and so forth. So that also is an ibadah you must remember. So daytime zikr and nighttime zikr, you see. So that is totally acceptable and permissible. But the proviso is that today is Saturday night. Our guys are already preparing that tonight we're going to have a big braai. We're going to have a big jawl. And then we'll go and sleep 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And then we will have such a big braai. We won't wake up for suhoor. And then the chances are they won't wake up for fajr. They will wake up well after sunrise. And then they say, no, we just made qaza. That kind of braai is Allah's curse upon that braai, which makes you miss your tahajjud salat, which makes you miss your fajr salat, and so forth. So similarly, husband, wife, you do everything you want to at night, your 6 course, 7 course, 8 course, 9 course, and the last course, intercourse, but make sure you don't miss your salat, that your salat must be read all on time. So that is very, very important, and then inshallah it will be ibadat, and if you miss a salat, and remember that it's haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, a man gave his wife 3 divorces at one go. And he took a fatwa saying that he was intoxicated when he issued it. So now he's back with his ex-wife. We feel it is a means of fitna. Please advise.
Here there are 3 issues. Issue number 1 is this. Almighty Allah revealed one entire surah. Chapter 65, and the title of that surah is Surah At-Talaq, the chapter regarding divorce. Okay? So go read chapter 65, verse 1. Ya ayyuhan Nabi, Allah is addressing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the balagha, the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction, the rhetoric of the noble Quran. Thereafter, Allah addresses the Ummah. Why? Because the Ummah will do all these things. إِذَا تَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ. When you want to give talaq to your wives, فَطَلِّقُوهُنَّ لِعِدَّتِهِنَّ. As a last resort, not first option. Then you give her 1 talaq, and give her 1 talaq in the cleanliness. In that cleanliness where you did not fulfill a conjugal right. You see? Then the iddat will be chapter 2, verse 228. And Allah says, ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءٍ. And that is, that 3 Quru, Hanafis and Hanbali say, three Qurum and three Mansus. Shafi'is and Maliki say three Qurum and three periods of cleanliness. All that is academic. So that is how you fulfill your duty with beauty. But the men today, they issue triple divorce one shot. So remember in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur, the fatwa of Sayyidina Umar is there. Amirul Mu'mineen radiallahu anhu wa ta'ala, he said, these people who give three talaq one time, bring them to me, the old ja'atuhu, I will whip them and lash them personally, so they must feel the pain. But all three talaqs are valid, and remember, it's sinful for you to do so, but it is valid according to all four schools, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, the Malikis, and the Hanafis. So that's one scenario. Second scenario, this person went to Cape Town, or he went to some Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, and he got the fatwa, and he said he's intoxicated. So all this is bahana, and looking for excuses. You're living in sin, my brother, and if your wife gives birth next year, 2026, remember, after you gave the three talaq, your child is haram child. The lineage will go to the mother. And don't look for excuses. A nation that look for excuses. I'm sitting here by the ocean. And they were there by the ocean. Hafidat al-Bahr, the Quran says. Allah Ta'ala told the Jutlas and the Jews that you must do no fishing on the Saturday. And today is Saturday, the Sabbath, Yom al-Sabti. So every day they look, no fish down. And wa Yom al-Sabatihim shurba'a. And on Saturday, Sabbath, then the fish jump out. How you jutla? How you jutli? So their jutlas got made, you see. So then they say, we must make a plan. We must make a plane, you see. So they made pathways to their houses. They told Allah, Allah, we didn't fish on Saturday, on the Sabbath. The fish likes us, so it came straight into our house. So they made a mockery. They look for hila. They look for loopholes. They look for skaldakhari. In the system of Almighty Allah. So read Quran, my brother, chapter 7, verse 166. What Allah says, فَقُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We transform them into despicable monkeys, literally and physically. Chapter 7, verse 166. So read Quran Sharif, chapter 5, verse 16. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Allah made them into swines physically, into pigs physically, and Allah made them into monkeys physically. So that is what you are doing. You're making a mockery of Islam, and that fatwa from Cape Town or wherever else, we're dead against that. We say those fatwas are not worth the paper on which is written, and all three talaqs are valid, and you are living in sin. And three talaqs are three, is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif also. During Nabi alayhi salam's time, during Sayyidina Umar's time, ijma took place, consensus. And among the four schools, there is consensus. So that is deen of Islam. We must enter into the fold of Islam. Not Islam must enter according to our wombs, fancies and base desires. Allah guide you, my brother and sister. Otherwise, every moment, every second you're together, Allah's curse is on both of you.
Isab, I am a cancer patient. It's 3 years now and I did not fast. I did pay fidya. I want to try, but I'm scared. I suffer with severe hot flushes due to the medication, which leads to headaches. Please advise.
My sister, I don't know what you did today, but let's say tomorrow, Sunday, right? So just adjust your medication. Then after Maghrib, you take some medicine. Take after Sehri time you take, and if you need some days, then the Tahajjud time and so forth when you wake up early. So meaning that during the course of the night you take it. Tomorrow is Sunday, so you don't have to go anywhere. You just rest it out. So try it out. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. If you make himmat and take that courage, Allah's help will come. Allah's mercy will come. What the doctors say is not wahi and revelation always. So remember, it's never that. It's just based on the experience. So you must remember that. How many doctors told us during the pandemic and this came Delhi and so forth. So then you must go and speak to your own conscience, be positive, reply to Allah, try at least one. If you manage, alhamdulillah. If you can't manage, you must remember you keep on paying fidya and that compensation, 35 rand for the per day, 1,000 rand for the month, give it to poor Muslims, but take the initiative. You, in tansurullah, if you have Allah's deed, yansurkum, Allah will help you. Try how many things in life, heaps of Quran, we felt it so difficult. We cried for our parents, our beloved teacher. I spoke to my teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, last night. I said, Ustad Ji, I came for this funeral, and next time I will see you when I come for the Hajj. So you take the du'as of your parents, your teachers, and then you will see, you will go far in life. We will make du'a for you. Try tomorrow, inshallah, okay? Jazakallahu khairan to Masalim Kareem, and to Junaid Mota, Dawood Mota, and all of you Ansar, and our Murtaz Sahaba. Make du'a for our sister Farida. She was unique and she was Anoki. Anoki is Urdu. Unique is English. Farida is Arabic. Allah grant all of them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. I see the sun shining in its glory and beauty. Barakallahu feek. Make du'a for our journey back home. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.